AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is warning Israel to increase humanitarian aid it is allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days, or it could risk losing access to weapons funding. Matthew Miller at the State Department says Israel had been contributing more humanitarian aid.
What we have seen over the past few months is that the level of humanitarian assistance has not been sustained. In fact, it has fallen by over 50% from where it was at its peak.
For Israel to continue qualifying for foreign military financing, the level of aid getting into Gaza must increase to at least 350 trucks a day. Israel must institute additional humanitarian pauses and provide increased security for humanitarian sites. At an economic forum in Chicago, former President Donald Trump defended his tariff proposal. Critics say it will mean higher prices for consumers. Trump says foreign car makers will start making cars in the U.S.
The Mercedes-Benz will start building in the United States, and they have a little bit, but you know what they really are? Assembly, like in South Carolina. But they build everything in Germany, and then they assemble it here. They get away with murder because they say, oh, yes, we're building cars. They don't build cars. They take them out of a box and they assemble them. We could have our child do it.
Trump will be at a town hall meeting later today hosted by Fox News, featuring all women. Vice President Kamala Harris will speak later in Detroit. Southern California's Santa Monica College is closed today. Police are investigating a campus shooting that wounded an employee in what officials say was a workplace violent incident. No arrests have been made. The National Retail Federation says it expects consumers to spend more during the upcoming holiday season, but the growth in sales will be slower than last year because of concerns over persistent inflation and prices. A group of Democrats in Congress is appealing to the largest companies to hold on to their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Hundreds of mourners in the West Bank remembered a 17-year-old boy shot and killed.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces shot Rayan al-Sayed and another Palestinian in Jenin on Monday during an armed raid. Omar Dizamiya, an 18-year-old eyewitness from Jenin, says when the army came, many young men had gathered and started throwing stones at the Israeli army. Rayan was among them, as he had a strong and brave heart. During that, the soldiers started shooting. Commenting on the incident, an Israeli army official said its troops exchanged fire with armed militants during a counter-terrorism operation in the Jenin area, killing one of the gunmen. According to Wafa, the official Palestinian news agencies, four others were injured by Israeli fire during the same raid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.